Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and I am really, really pleased to have this woman back on again. Pam Arlen has been reading auras, or energy fields, all her life, and she really helps her enjoy her clients get empowerment by making positive changes in their life on many levels of their lives. I have had so many readings with this woman, and every time I just get blown away, and I just absolutely love her readings because of the different levels she goes. And we'll be talking about that in a second. She has a beautiful website, Aura Reading, that's AuraReader.com. You will find lots of information about auras and their color meanings, plus a lot of other insights. So now I welcome Pam for being on air.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Just fine. How are you doing?
Oh, quite well. Thank you.
Excellent. It's always a pleasure. Pam, we'll be taking calls tonight, but give us a little time so we can get a little information about how she does readings before you come on and start calling. And so we'll be giving those numbers in a few minutes. So let's start with just the basic. What is an aura, the energy field? What exactly are you reading?
Well, I'm actually just reading the energy field around a person, just as a scientist would explain it, the electromagnetic energy field is basically what it is.
Okay. Now, energy fields have different colors. How are those developed, or how are those picked, or do you have any idea exactly?
What a question.
Their life lessons, or?
Right. That's actually something I've never been asked before. And I do not know the answer to that question. I just know that since I was a child, I've been perceiving them as colors. And I'm not sure exactly how that happens or how that transpires, but it's actually quite an interesting question.
I come up with those every once in a while.
I know. You caught me on that one. I have no idea how we develop the colors. We just are born with them. And just as everything has an energy field, humans, trees, rocks,
right,
whatnot, everything, we do. And I feel like it denotes a lot about our personalities and our energetic presence in society, our friendships that we make, our relationships that we form, and so much about what we choose in this lifetime. So, you know, some people have a belief system that it carries on from other lifetimes or is carried on from other lifetimes. I don't know whether I believe that or not, but it's actually been something that's a nice thing to think about.
Yes, and now over time, can the color change? Like as we evolve, does the color of our aura, or you were saying, it's mm-hmm. personality, so that basic mm-hmm. energy is always going to be the same?
Pretty much. The way that I view it is akin to looking at the inside of a tree. You know, if you have ever done that, when someone
right.
chops a tree down and you look into the rings of the tree, there's a small ring in the center, and then it just goes outwards from there. That's pretty much how auras look. There's one life color that resonates right around the body, and that's the first thing that I see when I really clairvoyantly look or physically look, either way. And then any other rings of color form thereafter, and those are the secondary colors. The secondary colors, those rings of color can actually change over time based upon what you're going through emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, mentally. It can change based upon physical illness, mental illness, traumatic experiences, car accidents, stress, job changes, divorce, loss, death, anything can change it. but the life colors generally don't change.
Okay, so that's like the basic color. The basic
yeah,
color.
You're born with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were mentioning the rings of a tree, and there are many levels that you read. And can you go over the levels that you read and the difference between them?
Right. Well, I read into the conscious levels of the aura. There's a specific layer of energy that I'm reading into for that. That basically dictates what we're consciously aware of in our thought process, what we're going through emotionally, what we're thinking and feeling at any given point in time. And the human mind is limitless, and we're constantly thinking in circles. And it's really fun to read the conscious levels of the aura because it's nonstop, and you can always get just loads of information. It's very much like telepathy, if you will. If you were to read someone's thoughts, that's what comes through with the gift of telepathy. I don't use that in my medium. I just read the aura. But, I do something very similar called soul channeling, except I'm reading the conscious layer, and then I'm looking deeper into the subconscious components of the aura, and then the soul level, which is basically the spiritual level. And that particular level shows me a lot about any past lifetimes, any memories that you carry ever from past lifetimes that may be causing problems in your present lifetime. It can tell me a lot about where you are spiritually in your process, what you are experiencing spiritually, so much, really. So the subconscious is fascinating, too, because that layer tells me a lot about psychological problems that may be going on and transitions that you may be experiencing if you're growing or if you're stagnant, how you're doing psychologically.
And that's also the layer that if there is something that you're really holding on to, you can tell them you're holding on to this and
yes.
You need to let it go?
Absolutely. That shows me a lot of different mental blocks, and sometimes spiritual blocks as well. And that is a tough thing because if you're having problems and you're not aware of why you're doing certain things, the subconscious level is the layer that I would look into.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned soul channeling. Can you explain that?
Oh, that's so fun. So glad you asked me about that. That's a very unique gift that is specifically attributed to aura reading, and it is something that most aura readers can do, and it happens automatically. We don't have to try very hard to do it. Basically, if someone has a question about themselves or another person, I can use the aura as a method of channeling. I can sort of get into a person's head and their energy and their conscious, subconscious, and soul layers. I can use that aura to just get right in there and figure out what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what you can ask generally any question. And it's almost like I channel into the person to become them for a moment and just feel what they're feeling and experiencing what they might, to experience what they might be experiencing and just sort of relay that back to you as a medium and give you that answer. So that's a really fun thing. I really enjoy that part of my work.
Now, when you're doing that, is there anything that the person might need to know after you're done with the session? Is there any after effects from getting...
Oh, yes, there are. it's actually a really amazing process, the soul channeling. It feels, my clients inform me that it feels like opening up a block. It helps them tremendously in most cases. And when you channel into a person, it can be a very harrowing experience if you're not ready for it. And what you get can really open you up, and it can sometimes open the other person up too. And I've yet to explain how that happens. I don't logically know, but a lot of my clients will inform me that after a channeling session, the person that I channeled into will call them, say if they called about a loved one or a friend, or things will start to open up, or the doors around them just sort of spiritually and emotionally start to open up with the person in question. And I just explain that as energy just moving naturally, and it just helps, a little bit, sort of like if you're, just stretching before exercise.
Right, and it also can be explained with the fact that we are one.
Yeah.
We're all connected in some ways. So if you're connecting one, it's going to affect somebody
yeah.
else. And
Yeah. And it's just a small after effect, but it's generally positive. I never get anyone call and say, oh, yeah, we channeled, and so-and-so never called me again.
Yeah. Now, when you're doing a reading, I just want to get this out there right from the get-go. When we do channeling, we do ask your subconscious, your conscious, your soul, a permission to enter. We don't invade
anyone.
So if we get blocked, they're blocking us. Or the person that we're getting the information for.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't say, yes, please come in, we can't go there.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's what a lot of people comment on in regards to aura reading and soul channeling in particular, because my clients feel like it's such an invasive thing to do. I think it's fun, and I really feel that it's not very evasive, because generally the answers that you would get in a soul channeling session are answers that you would probably get at some point in time anyway, and I don't think that the person would tell you anything that you weren't meant to hear. And if they didn't want to talk to me, which has happened, by the way, it's very interesting, but if a person did not want me to channel into them, I will get nothing. Basically, maybe a few times that I've tried that and someone wasn't open, it just felt like a black screen coming down in front of my face. I got absolutely no answers, and I just had to tell the client, I think that person doesn't want you to know that.
I definitely agree in the fact that the information that you are giving us are the information that we're going to get and we need to get. Otherwise, it won't be coming out.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
So what is some of, is there a more common color in the aura these days? With all the energy shifting, is there a segment that you're noticing that is shifting or coming more present in getting readings with you? Or is it pretty consistent?
I'm sorry, I don't understand that question,
Jay. Okay. There is, right now, a lot of people are shifting their energies.
Right.
So a lot of their energy fields are evolving. And I'm just wondering if you're noticing in your clients their energy fields really expanding and changing as the energy of the planet is changing.
Absolutely. I've been watching that for a few years now that you mention it. And our planet as a whole has made dramatic changes. Not just economically speaking, but energetically speaking, and the frequency of our energies seem to be moving in a different direction. Right now, I've noticed that people are really on lockdown. Energy doesn't seem to be moving forward at a fast rate, but it doesn't seem to be at a decline. It seems to be just stagnant for a while. Maybe for about 8 months, I've noticed that in my clients. And I think it's a protective mechanism, because we are headed into something relatively large, globally speaking and universally speaking. And I think that as we prepare for whatever that transition may be, we probably are energetically protecting ourselves a little bit.
Do you think it's resistance? Or
no.
You think it's in a positive way, it's like a resting period before the giant leap?
Yes, that's more like it. I didn't view it as a negative block or anything fearful. Granted, some people are choosing to express it that way as they worry about the economy and whatnot, but I think that right now we're just building sort of a safety wall around us, energetically speaking, and preparing for something. And I think that people may subconsciously feel that something's coming and they don't know what.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of uncertainty, as a whole, in the country right now and even globally.
Now, with this lockdown and the protect, do you feel that more negative aspects are coming to the service because of being so protective?
I feel that it can be subconsciously negative, only because if we feel that we energetically have to do that, we may not feel as vulnerable energetically or emotionally or psychologically, but we're not growing. And education is so important spiritually and emotionally and psychologically. And if we aren't growing, then what are we doing? You know?
Yeah, are we dying in a way?
We're just existing is
right.
What we're doing. And while that there is a time and place for that, we certainly do need to move beyond that at some point in time. And I think we will. I think as society reaches the point, you know, wherein they feel more safety,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll branch out. And they'll begin to do that on their own, and the energy will shift again. And when it does, it'll shift dramatically.
Yes.
And that's when you'll see an influx of very gifted political leaders. Surprise. and so much more than what you're seeing right now.
So what else, what other changes are you seeing coming? And do you ever, you said you've been noticing it for 8 months. How much longer do you see this fluctuation, this kind of...
Well, I feel that from what I've been sensing and predicting for a while now, it could last actually quite some time, up to 2.5 years of this transitional energy and a bit of a stifling period before things start to get better. And that goes for, you know, our economic state of affairs, our political state of mind so much. So we'll begin to transition out of that. I'm certain of it, but probably not until then. You know, I think we'll, you know, really get a lot of talented leaders at that point in time. And I'm not going to say that we don't already have that, but I am going to say that the level of spirituality in our leaders will change immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And energetically speaking, we'll see leaders like we've probably never seen before.
And that's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Change
yeah.
is always good.
Yeah, I think that is what's going to boost the transition.
Well, I do want to say if anybody does want to call in and get a reading from Pam, the numbers to call is 877-876-5227 for the U.S. If you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. And then the direct line is 530-876-3222. So the lines are open if you want to give us a call and ask Pam a question. She is a wonderful reader, and she's pretty quick. So it's be prepared to be surprised. These days, when you do your readings, is there more people wanting to know what their soul? Because I've noticed a lot of people asking, what's my life purpose? What is my soul purpose? Coming around, are you finding the same thing, that more people are interested with the deep level things going on?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. People are in such a state of financial and economic frenzy right now mm-hmm. that it's very hard for them to worry about anything other than, you know, am I going to be able to put gas in my car tomorrow?
Yes.
But when I do, I mean, it feels to be very 50-50 in that response. You know, being that about half of my clients really want to know those sort of answers for themselves about their soul purpose and their past lifetimes, how they can unblock things. And when I get those kind of clients, it's fabulous and it's wonderful. It's really, really is a great thing, and I think we're all headed in that direction. But also there's so much fear, you know, because of our economic state of affairs that a lot of clients simply just aren't really able to focus that deeply into themselves right now.
And so with the feelings of the economics really pressuring them,
yes.
do you ever just say if you switch your way you're thinking, things would not be as bad as it seems, or is what they think is reality mm-hmm. so strong that they just can't shake it.
Yeah. And it, you know, I can tell based upon, you know, reading them whether or not they can take that or not.
Right.
And it truly just depends upon the client. At some point in time, you know, I try to generally answer the question and then go into how they can correct the situation and make it better for themselves. Readings are about empowerment, and I never would want to take that power away from anyone to change their own lives.
Right. We do have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Chris. Hi, Jen. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome back. Okay, the negative is that we are not growing, then what are we doing? I have been actually growing and expanding at a rapid pace.
Yay!
For the last
yeah,
year through the assistance
that.
Of Jennifer.
All right.
And other people. What do you charge for your fees?
Oh, goodness, right. Well, the 15-minute sessions are $35, the half-hour sessions are $75, and then the hour sessions are $105.
And how many sessions do you recommend for a client?
I generally recommend starting out with anywhere from a 15-minute session to a 30-minute session just to make sure that we're going to connect and that we're going to get everything. You know, I'm very quick and thorough, so I don't take too much time, and I recommend that to start. I tend to find that if people choose more than an hour or an hour for a first session, they tend to run out of questions because I'm very quick.
Okay. My baby color, or my primary, the one I was born with, is magenta, because you told me that on the last time you were on the show.
Yes.
And I'm also curious about the 24 to, oh, 2.5 years before things began to get better. Mm-hmm. Are they going to stable off? Since we're stagnant, is it going to, like, stable off?
So you're asking if we get to a point of stability prior to that transition?
Right. It's like, is it going to actually still get... I mean, I already know gas is going up this summer because that's what the news people
oh,
are
so
saying.
You're worried if it's going to get worse.
Oh, so it is going to get even crunchier.
It does. What I'm pretty much sensing is that it changes a lot. It really is going to have many variables in the next 2.5 years. And there will be times of stability where things are okay for 2 or 3 months, but generally speaking, then it will change and things will get worse, and then it will get a little bit better, and then it will get back to worse. So there will be a lot of variables that go anywhere from like 2 to 3 month periods of time, you know, within the changing process, and not just for gas prices, but for our general economic security and so much right now.
No, I work at home, so gas is not a big major concern for me.
Oh, good.
I mean, but it does concern me because my children are
right.
adults and they
right.
commute back and forth to work.
Sure.
And so it's not good. But, you mm-hmm. know, if we all worked at home, then mm-hmm. we'd all have, like, a horse and buggy delivering our milk.
No.
But, yeah, and then the spirituality of our leaders are going to change.
Yes.
And that's not a time of change except for maybe our state elections.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about?
I feel like it changes on a more global basis.
Okay, on a global basis. And as people who are listening to this call and they'll be listening to the recording, what can we do collectively to help raise the vibrations and move this forward in a positive way?
I think the biggest thing right now is to recognize the difference between stillness and stagnation. Recognize when you're in each of those phases, because you will go in and out of each of them based upon what we are experiencing energetically as a whole, you know, the entire universe right now with what we're going through. But I think it's very important to be very self-aware and to know when you're in each of those cycles so that you can really keep your energy at a very still place, because I think that it's very important to know that stillness is really, enlightenment is so necessary, and stillness is such a part of enlightenment. And if we can experience enlightenment on a day-to-day basis, you know, as my mentor always tells me, you know, what do you do prior to that? You chop wood. What do you do after the enlightenment? You chop wood. Basically go about your day-to-day notion and really focus on living in that moment and try to recognize the stillness within without allowing it to become heavy. You know, don't allow your energy to become heavy or dense, mm-hmm. but to just very much live in the stillness of the here and now.
I'm hearing the passage, "Be still, my soul."
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
When actually, when you're still, it's when you actually are in a receiving mode.
Right.
And you hear the messages that, because you're so busy and so noisy, you couldn't hear before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely concur and connect with that mm-hmm. for sure.
On the soul channeling, I was talking to Jen earlier about it. I'm not really brave enough to go to soul channeling live on BBS
Many
radio. So I would love to follow up with you privately.
Okay. Feel free. I'm here for you
yeah.
if you would like that.
Yeah, it's kind of... Well, I think Jennifer can do that too, can't you, Jen?
You know, it's always interesting to get somebody else's perspective.
Uh-huh.
So I highly recommend getting a reading with Pam. But, yes, I can do it as well.
Yeah, aurareader.com. And,
yes.
And I thought you could, Jen. I don't know anything that you can't do.
Pam's website has tons of information on it. It
I know it does.
It takes about to read it all.
Yeah.
And she also has a wonderful blog on the different colors. And, I mean, she has a lot of different avenues of information.
Well, I sure hope a caller calls in and invites you to do this live, because I am totally intrigued with soul channeling and I would love to hear it.
It is fun
with
to
that,
hear.
I'm going
I hope
to
someone
say
calls
thank
in
so
too,
much.
Chris, so that you can hear it, because it is so, it's such a fun thing to do.
Well, if nothing else, I will allow you to do one on me. I'm really an open book, so if you want to give them an example, feel free.
There
okay.
you go. So callers, if you want to call in.
Yeah, callers, please. You're welcome to call in. But as I really am an open book, I have no problem with her doing a soul channeling on me, just to give you an example of exactly what's going on and how she does it. So please give us a call.
Jen's right. going to be
well,
my
Pam,
pig.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jen, I love you. Talk to you girls later.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris. Thank you.
So Jen, back to that offer. Step on up.
Here I am.
There you are. Yeah. Did you really want to do that?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, you're so brave. That's great. So basically, this is what I do when I do the soul channeling. We can either choose to channel into you, Jen, or we can choose to channel into someone that you know. And both options are fun. And basically, I don't really know what level is going to come up, whether it's going to be conscious or subconscious or soul level, but when it does come up, I will tell you at that point in time. But initially, whatever comes is whatever comes, and I'll just answer that question.
Okay. Well, why don't you just focus on me at this point?
Okay.
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 And
okay.
if somebody, something and else
if you could
up?
Ask yourself one question to start, you know, what would your first question be to yourself?
What is my soul trying to tell me? Because I feel like it's trying to talk to me, and I'm just not connecting directly. It's like I get these hints, but I'm not getting the clarity that I think it's trying to tell me of things I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Okay. I don't know whether to start because your conscience is screaming so many different things, but your soul's pretty still about what you need to do.
Okay.
It's just a strong variable between the two parts of you, Jen, so you may feel as if you're sort of being torn apart right now.
Yes,
Because, well, your soul's going to be screaming, sit down, right now. Right, and, you know, do everything that you need to be doing to focus on your career. Your subconscious will be screaming, travel. because that's immediately what's coming up is, okay, in your words, subconsciously, get your butt on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the words that came up because you need to be going somewhere, and you need to be going somewhere within the next 2 months. On the conscious levels of your aura, silly little things about your day that you're forgetting, and I really mean silly things, Jen. I'm not going to say some of this on the air.
You can tell me later.
I will tell you later, but there are some basics that you are forgetting in your day.
Okay.
And they're saying that you're also, your higher power is coming into channel a little bit and claiming that you really need to get organized with your balance, because you get into your flow with what you're going to do and when, and you wake up and you start your day and you have so many different functional things that you need to do, but you're forgetting yourself. You're forgetting the simple things that calm you.
Okay.
Your routines are not the same.
Oh, no, I have no routine.
Okay.
And that's probably part of the problem.
Well, you used to, and you found that balance, and if you had that balance again, I think you could go far. But in order to stay on your spiritual path and continue writing and traveling, and you will be reading during the travel and speaking during the travel, all those things that I see coming up over the course of the next couple of months, you have to kind of focus on your own comfort levels first. You're not really doing that.
Am I focusing too much on other people?
No, but they focus a lot on you, and then you don't say no.
Okay.
Saying no is not a negative thing.
No, it isn't. And I've been saying it actually quite a bit lately. In fact, I said it.
Well, good, good. It's starting. Awesome.
Great. Is there anything else that any of the levels are screaming at me? That you want to reveal
yes,
on the air?
Yes. Yes, things that I can say on the air, right? Your soul level is definitely dictating to me that you really, your circadian rhythms are so incredibly off. And
Still.
And focus on, you know, eating at a certain time of the day, sleeping at a certain time of the day, that really does affect spiritual and emotional and psychological functionality, and I can definitely vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now. Anyway.
Definitely. All right.
That's how
quick it is. That's how simple. That's how scary it is. It really is not that scary. So if you're interested in getting reading, please just give us a call. She is excellent. I got some great information. It sounds like I'm going to get a little bit more later on. So how you've been doing professionally, doing readings for how long?
Oh, gosh. Probably about 9.5 years now.
And when you started, did you just all of a sudden say, well, I think I'm just going to start doing it? Or did
No. No, I was actually working as a paralegal, a real estate paralegal at that time. Not really the field of choice, and definitely not what most people would see me doing. Granted, it was fun. It was some fun people, but I don't know. I had always been reading just for fun, you know, for a very long time prior. And I started, you know, a friend of mine suggested that I start my own site and start charging a little bit and start practicing. And at that point in time, I did. And what happened was phenomenal. I actually just, via word of mouth around my neighborhood and my friends in my office, and so many people continued to recommend me, and before I knew it, I had half of New Jersey on my call list.
Oh, wow.
It just happened. It just took off, and people just couldn't get enough of it, and that's when I created another site, and then someone else, you know, referred me to a few more different employers, you know, for whom I could work, and it just sort of snowballed very unintentionally. And as I completed my education, you know, and I was interning in psychology and there in New Jersey and doing a lot of work there, I became excruciatingly bored with the entire field and just decided to quit altogether and do my own thing. So I felt like I had to get the education in order to feel like I could work with people in general.
Right.
And be qualified to do so, you know, and because, you know, I'm writing and in the process of writing, I wanted those qualifications. But truly, I felt like there was so much missing, you know, in the psychological field as a whole. So I wanted to combine psychology and spirituality for levels of personal growth that perhaps are really missing, you know, via standard textbook psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I put everything together and created, you know, Divine Dimensions LLC, and it just snowballed into what it is today. Yes, and still is.
Do you see your business evolving in different ways, or do you think it's pretty much stabilizing to a good point for you?
Right now, I'm very happy with the way that it's going, and I really enjoy my sessions with clients, and I think that I'm at such a calm, still place, and I feel that I wouldn't have much time for more. Granted, I'm constantly getting those offers, and one day, if time dictates, I will consider it then. But, you know, I do have three small children, and at this point in time, I don't have too much time for much more than this, and I will consider it probably later.
That's wonderful. And your kids are awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. They're intuitive themselves.
So they're crazy intuitive. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can't get anything over on them.
That's good and bad, isn't it, being a parent?
Yes. Yes.
Do you find that a lot more kids, or do people call you about their kids?
Oh, you know, it is happening more this year than it has ever occurred before. So, yes, and I love doing readings on children. And it's just, there's such open, you know, spiritually naive, intuitive little souls, and you know, I feel like it's an amazing thing.
Yes, and we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Jen's Macaulay.
Hi, how are you? What was your name?
Macaulay.
Oh, hi, Macaulay. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What question you got for Pam?
I guess I'm willing to be a victim and have Pam do a reading.
It's a volunteer, not a victim.
I love it. What did you want to know today, Macaulay?
What do you see around me, or my aura, or...
You want to know your aura color?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there we go. We have a little bit of blue, navy blue, actually. You can go to the site at aurareader.com and read up on that. That's a life color. And then we have a secondary color of magenta. And then we have a couple of different more layers of blue underneath that. So there's an ongoing theme of the blue. It's really nice. You have a couple of different shades of them, actually. So the navy being the primary. That's really good. It shows a lot of focus on discipline and trying to be, you know, loyal to your path, and especially career-wise, and, you know, making good logical choices for yourself, that's for sure. Perhaps not those around you, but I think you're doing just great.
Oh, okay.
So, nice colors, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to ask us?
I guess I'm going through a lot of physical changes, and I'm not sure if it's due to my spiritual growth at the moment, or...
It's really hard to hear you. I'm not sure if you're calling in on a cell, but what exactly were you asking me?
He's asking about his spiritual growth.
Okay, and the changes, I heard something about him going through changes. And...
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes, you're right on track, Macaulay, but it's connected to it's connected to the fact that you really are not going to like this when I tell you. You're going to need to make a location change, or someone around you is. And I think that when that happens, you'll feel it just skyrocket. You'll feel your spiritual growth reach its peak in a big way over the course of the next 10 to 11 months, at which point you'll be fine. However, prior to then, you may feel that you are sort of oscillating around the problem, and, you know, that you don't feel like, you may feel like you're just working on things alone, and that you really don't have a team to help you work on things. And that's okay too, because there are certain things that, you know, people around you are going to be learning on their own. And I think that for you, you're just going to be focusing on yourself, and I think that's exactly where you need to be. So you are on track. It's just that you karmically seem to be caught up in someone else's process, and that does happen. So extract yourself from other people right now, please. You need some time for you.
I see. Okay.
Can you tell him if he needs, in what direction he needs to move, location-wise?
His higher power is claiming he needs to move way west.
Okay, so he needs, like, the ocean or something?
Didn't even say. Just, he would know when that time comes.
Okay.
But on the general, I just got this huge arrow pointing west, and that was that.
Okay. Excellent.
He'll know when that time comes, and he's not supposed to make a move until he absolutely knows, but he will know.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to know, Macaulay?
No. Thank you, Pam.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right. Well, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Now, are a lot of people moving?
Yes. I don't know why.
Am I supposed to be moving?
No, you're good.
Darn.
Darn. You have to finish something. You have to finish writing something, and you know what it is.
Yes, I know what I have to finish.
Okay, and until you finish whatever that is, they're not going to even prompt you to move, so don't even think about it, Carly.
Well, can it give me more inspiration to write it then?
No.
No.
The answer is just do it.
Fine. Be that way. I've actually noticed that a lot of people are moving. If it's almost like they need to do it for their spiritual growth. It's like they get so stagnant and so caught up in the location where they are and the people around them.
Right.
That they need to physically move to get out of that web.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very interesting to really realize how much movement is needed.
Yeah.
How much clearing. Now,
right.
If somebody needs to clean off, you know, like you said, the karmic connection with someone, how do you recommend they do that other than physically moving? If they're unable to move right this moment, mm-hmm. How do you suggest they clear that connection?
A negative soul connection, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, there's many different ways. I really suggest the intertwining of body and spirit. For one, yoga. I personally practice tons of yoga, and I think that's one way to really connect with yourself. And, you know, if you're shining a flashlight right down on your own soul, there's nothing else that you'll see of darkness around you. And I find it amazing when people can just really spotlight themselves in that factor and in that way. And that's one way. I also suggest some acupuncture, acupressure, Reiki. Any of those things are just phenomenally, just exceptionally wonderful. I just love that for alignment. But just realigning the body and the spirit, you know, and just, you know, focusing on what we put into our bodies and in our surroundings. And I don't just mean food and drink, which is very important because food is energy and drink is energy, but the friendships and the relationships that we have around us, you know, can be wonderful or devastating.
Yeah, can be very toxic.
Yes.
And
yeah.
If they're taking something away from you, or if you feel drained by someone, that's mm-hmm. not a good thing.
I suggest just keeping in mind that this is our soul. This is what we have. This is our body. This is it. This is the temple. You know, watch what you put in it. Take care of yourself. Keep a clear energy field, both physically, psychologically, and emotionally. If you have something to work through emotionally, go to a counselor. Go to a spiritualist. You know, go to your spiritual mentor, whoever you go to. If you have a physical problem, you know, fix it. You know, go to the doctor. Go to your naturopath. If you are not exercising, begin. If you're not eating well, begin. If you're addicted to some substance, release that. Like, I just really suggest keeping a very clean energy field. That's the best thing that you can do to, you know, extract yourself from any negative energetic situations, especially karmic ones, because it just it pulls you back into yourself. It just pulls you back into yourself, and then you can make that decision, and you will standardly, your soul will standardly release that negative impact and that negative connection itself on its own.
Right. And we have another caller, Pam. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Can you speak up just a bit?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Just fine. What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna. Anna, what's your question for Pam?
I would like to get some direction regarding my health. Mm-hmm. It's an on and off type of, you know, I do all the best things that I can, and I seem to be doing well for a while, and then I seem to have another crash. And so I'm just wondering what it is I seem to be missing, because I'm trying everything.
Okay, I'm having such a difficult time hearing you. Can you repeat your final question?
I'm looking for direction regarding my health.
Yeah, I got that part. So did you, basically you wanted an aura scan to find out what you can do to make your health better?
Yes, because I make every effort possible to be well,
mm-hmm.
and it'll work for a while, and then it seems to not work. Whether it's nutrition or, you know,
and
many
things. And then you go back to the same place physically?
Pardon?
And then you find yourself going back to the same spot physically?
Right.
Sort of cycling?
Right.
Okay. You know, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because I am seeing this more often, as Jen and I were talking about, globally speaking, and, you know, what we're seeing right now energetically from people. And what you're experiencing is actually something that I see constantly right now, with people focusing on their health and trying to make it better, and then it gets better for a while, and then it cycles and goes back into some problems, and everyone's like, well, I go to the doctor, I take my herbal supplements, I do exercise, I do eat well,
right.
You know, I am sleeping, and all those things that you're probably
right.
trying diligently to do.
Yeah.
However, what you're missing, honestly, Anna, is more of a spiritual component, and also your career is a tad bit lacking, like there's something missing there. And I feel like because it's hard to express your soul in the type of career that you're doing, and I mean, your hands are just extended in every direction except for towards you, and there's like, you just need to be able to manifest more movement in your career of choice, and so that you can feel like you can creatively express yourself in life and have time to do so outside of work as well. So there's a little bit of a too much of an emphasis on like a career upheaval and career things that haven't really been resolved, that you haven't been able to focus on in the way that you would like to focus on. And I think that, you know, when you get that balance, it could be easier to find soul expression. And when you find soul expression, and you're channeling energy away from your soul, and you feel like you have, you know, a better cycle in that regard, then your health will stop coming back to bite you. So it does get better. It will get better. I just think that there's a lot of different things you need to do for yourself, especially with career. So there's something missing. And I feel like standardly when clients have one component missing and they're working on a couple, but one thing is missing, then it can go back and just re-examine itself, and, you know, just show up again, and you have to look at it again.
excuse me, that sounds quite right on.
Okay.
Now, with career, I am, you know, doing one thing, and at night I work hard to, because I'm trying to change my career.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't clear. Are you saying that I'm changing in the right direction or it's not?
You are going in the right direction, but it seems like it's tedious, and it seems like there's, you know, in your career now that you're doing what you need to do to bring money to the table, so to speak.
Right. Correct.
Okay? And you feel like you may be overextended in that department.
Very much.
And I'm getting like sort of this, oh my goodness, I don't have energy left over, you know, when I come home. Like I don't have energy to be doing what I really want to be doing in my career because I'm trying to make my ends meet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and because I'm extended in every general direction but where I really want to be. But if
right.
I stop doing that, then it also prevents me financially to put money towards where I want to be in my career, because what you really want to do does take money to make it.
Right.
So, and there's a big amount of money that you're going to have to put down just to start doing some of the things that your soul really desires to do, and you really are getting there. It's just physically depleting you.
Right. Right.
Do you follow that?
Yes, I do, very much.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Yeah, no, very much. So it's almost like pick my poison, damned if I do, damned if I don't.
It's hard.
Yes, it's very, very hard.
It's hard, and that's why, you know, getting back to what Jen and I were discussing a while ago with how to break different blocks, it works this way physically as well, not just for breaking karmic ties and, you know, bad relationships and negative toxic situations, but just for breaking negative physical problems. It's very important to stay on track and stay aligned with yourself. And even if you only have, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes to just stop and find something that you can do to realign the body and the spirit, it does work for that, too. And it can realign you in a way that sort of gets your body in a different place so that you don't continue to have these issues with your health and inflammation in your body and immune system concerns that you do have.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
So watch the inflammation, though. I'm getting that coming up so strong with inflammation.
Sorry, say that
in the
again?
Body.
Say that again?
Hmm?
What did you just say, sorry?
Inflammation. She's worried
inflammation.
About your inflammation.
Yes, I have a flu that I'm having a hard time getting over.
Okay, so watch that right now, you know, because it's definitely coming up as something that continues to express itself in your aura and the physical layers, and just don't let it get out of hand. Go ahead and nip that in the bud while you can.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw in it. Drink more water to flush it out of your system.
Yes.
Because I feel like you're a little dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I do seem that way, and yet I drink huge amounts of water,
huh.
And yet I feel dehydrated.
Yeah, and it concerns me because of the way that in you, because your immune system's a little down to begin with, it seems to congregate itself around your chest, and you don't want that to build up into any pleurisy-related symptoms or pain in the chest, you know, and things of that nature, and costochondritis and things of that nature, that at the rate you're going, you could get that if you don't just really, really flush out that information, that inflammation there, and try to work on that because it's coming up so strongly.
Yes. It is. It's what I am exactly struggling with right now. It just settled into my chest.
Well, you did settle there. I was worried it would. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's improving, actually. It was
is
really
it
bad.
Good. Maybe it won't go there. Sometimes if I tell someone in advance, you know, we can change that, you know?
Right. With my health and this almost like burning the candle on both ends, is there in your awareness kind of like a light at the end of the tunnel, a time frame when I can expect some rewards for my hard work?
Yes. with the numbers I'm getting, and you know, I'm really, really good at the longer-term time frames in my readings for some reason, not so much with the shorter. I wish I could tell you it would be a few months, but it looks like it could be about November or 11 months. The numbers you need to write down that I'm perceiving today are 11 and 13. I think that they could mean a specific date, such as November the 13th, or it could mean 11 months. But either way, we're looking at something, you know, one of those two windows of opportunity is probably what it will end up being.
So it's probably November-ish when
yes.
it'll become
yeah.
more of a reality for me to switch over.
Yeah, that's when you get to a point where you can feel like you get a lot more financial reward for everything that you're doing, and you can sort of also see a bigger transition from one career and one line of work to something else that's a little different, and just opening up doors that promote more personal levels of growth, and you know, not to mention the financial reward that comes thereby. So it's just like doing some things that you enjoy more and being able to put more money into things that can get you in a different place career-wise in the future, too.
So there is a sense that the direction I'm taking is my authentic path?
I didn't get the last part. You said it's a chance that the direction that you're taking is what?
Is my authentic path?
Oh, yeah. It is your authentic path. It's just
great.
For whatever reason seems to be difficult for you in this lifetime, you know, and you're working through so many blocks to sort of get you there, but
right.
You are on the right path with it.
Oh, excellent. And then the hard work is worth it, and I'll just
yeah.
keep at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
the most
excellent.
Important thing, as long as, you know,
I hate to interrupt, but our time is up. So
okay.
If
yes.
you would like to contact Pam, please contact her through auralreader.com so you can continue this beautiful information you're receiving. I do
yes.
want to thank Pam for being on the show. And again, auralreader.com will have a lot of information on all about auras and how to get a reading from her personally and privately for Chris. And I do want to say, until next time, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Many blessings and good night.